Thank you for gathering us in this place. Thank you for the time to be able to listen to your voice. And thank you for your Holy Spirit speaking to us. Help us to completely turn our hearts to you. Lord, I pray that you would speak to each one of us today and change us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I got to just ask, you don't have to show me with your hand raised, just acknowledge it in your heart. How many of you feel like you do a pretty good job of approaching Jesus the way that Mary did? Okay. And how many of you might approach the way Martha did? I don't know. I have to admit, I rushed around this morning. And here I am coming to church to preach about that. I got here and decided, oh, it's too hot in the sanctuary. Executive decision, let's move everything down here. Rush, 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 rush. Right? There's a song. How many of you like country music? A few of you. Okay, all right. There's a song Florida Georgia Line does. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, why? Rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Right? It has nothing to do with the gospel or the faith, but it kind of captures, you know, we rush around and we panic about things that at the end of the day, what do they really have to do with eternity? Not a lot, usually. Usually. I think that this would have been Martha's song if she liked country music. So Jesus and his disciples are going on their way, and Jesus enters this village, and Martha welcomes him, right? She says, come on in. And she immediately begins to panic. Oh, man, he's here. My house isn't clean. The boots are not straight on the mat by the door. And there's stuff all over the counter. What am I going to do?
What?
I didn't talk about you at all. My wife just said, watch it. Translation, there's someone from the church in our yard. Quick, pick up the house before they get in the mud room. And so Martha panics, and it's out of a good heart that she panics, you know. I really think she wanted everything to be right for Jesus because of who he was. And she tried really hard. I think she had good motives. But Mary's like, the kingdom of God is here. I am sitting right here. God's not going to care about all this other stuff. He's going to care about my heart, and I want to know him, not just know about him. And so Martha's a little annoyed, right? And she says, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? And I translated, come on! There's all this to do, and she is going to sit there and not help at all while I'm doing everything? What's up with that? You could just see she's maybe flipping her hair, or I don't know. But the Lord says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. And Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. We don't really get to sit physically at Jesus' feet right now. You know, he's not physically parked there on the pew. He's present by his Holy Spirit. And he's with us when we open our hearts and turn to him. And so how do we do it now? How do we choose the better part as Mary did? You know, last week we started talking about what makes a healthy church. And we talked a little bit about healthy Christians who become healthy because they spend time in the Word and they spend time with Jesus in prayer. It's really hard to be healthy if we're not feeding ourselves daily and if we're not spending time with Jesus. it's definitely true that we sit at his feet and we learn when we read the Holy Scriptures and when we open up our Bibles more than just on Sunday morning. But it's also true when we sit at the feet of Jesus by quieting our hearts before him and by allowing him some open air time in prayer to speak to us. It's kind of a tough thing sometimes to sit and wait in prayer. When we sit and try to be quiet, at least for me, my mind starts racing. All the things I've got to do, all the things I should be doing. You know, there's firewood to bring in. Last week there was the flat tire on the tractor to fix. And there's the beehive that got ripped apart by the bears two nights ago. You know, all these things to straighten out that you should be doing. But all those things aren't going to have eternal significance. Our short time on earth, in some respects, is better spent not just learning about who Jesus is, but by learning to actually know him. For many of us, and I'm guilty of this too at times, prayer is a great asking. It's a wish list. You know, you ever walk through a store with a kid? I want that! What about that? I want that for my birthday. I think the other day Elisha racked up about $1,000 in wants just taking a trip to the sporting goods section in Walmart. Didn't get anything. It's like a letter to Santa. It's a wish list. Sometimes it's sincerely praying for those we know who have needs. It's sincerely praying for our own needs, which is okay to do. But if prayer is a conversation, how many of us talk more at God without waiting for him to speak to us or waiting for him to surprise us with his presence? God doesn't call us to busyness. He calls us to obedience and to relationship. And we cannot be healthy and growing as an individual or as a church if we are not praying and listening. Sometimes I think we might have forgotten how to listen. In marriages, quite often, I don't know if any of you have ever heard this from your spouse, one person says to the other, "You never listen to me." Sometimes we listen just waiting for the other person to stop talking so we can respond without even really hearing what they said. We've already formulated our response before they finish what they're even trying to say. So how do we listen? How do we know the voice of God, the voice of the Holy Spirit? In John chapter 14, verse 26, it says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." So we have the Word of God in the Holy Bible, and we have the Holy Spirit of God, who teaches us and reminds us of those things that Jesus has taught us in Scripture. You know, the second chapter of Acts describes all the events that happened on the day of Pentecost, right? The Holy Spirit coming down after Jesus ascended into heaven. Verse 3 says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. That is the Counselor that Jesus was promising in John chapter 14 that we just read. The Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of them and lives inside of you when you trust Christ. And if you have, you already have the Holy Spirit of God available to you. If we will take time when we read God's Word, when we pray, if we will take time and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us, to reveal something to us, or just sit and listen in God's presence, he will speak to us. I've told folks before, one of my favorite times is to come to the time of intercessory prayer. I force myself to put my phone down. If I have to have something open, it's the Bible, and I sit in the back pew, and I just either read some scripture, or I just sit and listen, and it is the most refreshing time. You know, I catch some time like that during the week as well, and I want to encourage you to consider trying to build that into your lives as well. You know, just as you take care of yourselves physically and brush teeth and take showers and that kind of thing, it should be a daily thing to sit and listen in the presence of God, to pray, to read His Word, to allow Him to feed our souls just as we feed our bodies every day. Think about prayer as a conversation and not just a one-way communication. It asks, well, how do we begin? Does it seem awkward to find that spot in your house where it's quiet and sit there and say, okay, God, here I am? That's all you really got to do. Because He's already there anyways. But you can begin the conversation by saying to the Lord, it's me. I'm here. I know that You created me and that You love me and that You know more about me than I do and You know more about how I should live my life than I do. I want to know You more. Here's what's going on in my life, and I'd like Your thoughts on how to handle it. Would You please speak to me today? It doesn't need to be a big flowery thing. It can be a couple of sentences. It could be a prayer on the go. But what's important is to take that time to sit at Jesus' feet, like Mary did, and learn not just about Him, but learn to know Him. Because there's a big difference between learning about Jesus and knowing about God and actually knowing Him. So, I said I was going to close by talking with the kids, and I want to invite them, if they're willing to just kind of come down here. I've got something for you today that the adults are probably going to wish they had. Water. Don't you wish? We're going to raffle these off to pay for our new air conditioning system upstairs. I want you to have some water. Nice, cool, refreshing. Just imagine if we were upstairs. It was going to be brutal up there for sure. Think about the time, the last time you can remember being extremely thirsty. Like where you would give anything to have a drink of water.
Now.
Yeah, thanks, Noah. You know, we know our